Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We are excited about what God is about to do. We thank God for the word of God on today. For the word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So today, we're here once again that we can study the Word of God, that the Word of God will bring light unto the innermost part of our soul and our spirit, that we can have a closer walk with Him. I don't know about you today, but we need a closer walk with the Most High God. Yes, we're getting ready to speak to you on today concerning the Word of God. But in the Word of God, we find that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Yes, you still have time. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough broadcast is on the air. Our topic today will be faith tested. Faith tested. And our key verse today will be, he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, my only son, from me. And that is taken from the K.J. Virgin. And we will use as a central truth today, we will use, we must be willing to make any sacrifice God requires. I know when we said that, it will give you something that you can think about. That we must be willing. Everyone is not willing to make a sacrifice. Everyone is not willing to trust God and to have confidence in God. So here we see on today, we're going to talk about faith tested. And we want to let you know that even as we get going through the Word of God, we're going to talk about an unthinkable command, which is one of our subtopics, and withhold nothing. And our last topic will be God provide. I want you to know today that you're getting ready to hear the men and women of God as they come to you and as they speak for the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that is able to save our soul. Well, why don't you come and go with us as we go before the throne of grace? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done, all God that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today, God, in our radio land. Lord, bless every individual. God, keep them ever before you. God, we pray, God, that souls will be saved by the men. Lives will be changed. Bodies will be healed, Lord God. Convictions, God, will come upon the people. God, that they'll turn, Father God, unto thee. Lord, we just thank you, Father, once again, God, that we can come before your throne. And, Father, we thank you, God, for the men and women, God, that you allow, Father God, to preach your word. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And, God, we thank you. Yes, we're going to be talking about faith asset. And we thank God. We'd like to introduce to you today, we would like to introduce to you our panelists for the Breakthrough broadcast. They are as following: Miss Helen Hooper, and she's going to be talking about an unthinkable command. And then we're going to talk about withhold nothing. And our last topic will be by Pastor James Malone. And he's going to come and he's going to talk to us by God Provide. So we want you to get ready for God to speak into your lives. These men and women, they have the word of life that you can be able to have what you need at this day and at this time. So why don't we get started? Why don't we go to the word of God as our first panelist comes to us, speaking to us on today about an unthinkable command, which is taken from Genesis, the 22nd chapter, first through that fifth verse. I would like to welcome Miss Helen Hooper to the Breakthrough broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and welcome all our listeners to the Breakthrough broadcast, and our welcome to our panelists, our Breakthrough family today. I'll be coming from Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 1st through the 5th verse, and it reads, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, that only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and give thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. And verse 4 reads, Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And verse 5 reads, And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And we're looking here as really Abraham's faith is being confirmed in this chapter, chapter 22 of Genesis, verse 1 through 5. It's really his faith being confirmed. We see here that God gave him a command, and Abraham did not linger. He did not ask God why. He did not just sit there and think, well, God, you know, he didn't question God. He was obedient because the word says that he got up and he got ready to make this trip. In verse 3, it says, And Abraham rose up early in the morning. That means he did not tarry. He had faith in God. He knew that God was going to work this out. He heard God's voice, and he was obedient to him. So we see here his faith is being confirmed. And even in verse 5, we see what he said, what he told the two men that he took with him, that for them to stay there with the donkey, and he and the lad will go and worship yonder and worship, and they will come again unto them. So he knew that he was going to bring his son back. He didn't know how God was going to do it. He didn't know what he was in store for, but he heard God's voice. He had faith in God. It was an unthinkable command because I have a son, and I don't know if I would have taken my son and sacrificed my son. I might have had some questions for God, but here we see Abraham being the father of faith. He did not question God. He was obedient. He got up, the word says, early in the morning. He did not tarry. He got everything ready. He did what he was supposed to do. He heard God's voice. He got up, and he was obedient. So we need to have faith like Abraham today, men and women of God. We need to know when God is speaking to us, because sometimes when God is speaking to us, we lose out on we're in a season, and sometimes our season passes us by because we don't move quickly. We don't move with obedience because we don't have faith enough in God to trust him to do what he said or to trust to do what he is telling you to do. Sometimes we know it's God's voice because he tells us to do the unthinkable sometimes. He tells us to do the impossible sometimes because he wants to show, he wants to see if your faith, he wants to test you. Sometimes people, I hear people say, well, I'm going through. You know, the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that. But sometimes it's not the devil. It's the Lord testing you to go to another level. And as I was reading this today, I was thinking, you know, when God tests us, sometimes just like in school, in college, you cannot go to the next level, to the next level, to the next level and graduate high school or graduate college with a degree unless you pass the test. So when God gives you a test, sometimes it is a test. You need to get with God, hear his voice. That's where that faith and that intimacy comes in. When you hear it, when you know his voice and you trust him, he wants us to have faith in him, all faith. So we see here Abraham didn't even tarry. He didn't ask God any questions. He got up. He got ready for the journey, and it says on the third day, he lifted up his eyes, and he saw where God told him to go and sacrifice his son. And as we read on, we know the story of Abraham. We know what happened in the story of Abraham, but Abraham had faith enough to know that God was going to, he was going to bring all this together because Isaac was the son of promise, and there was no way God was going to take his promise because through him, through his seed, we all were going to be able to come about. So how would he take his seed? Because he was the promise. He was looking at the promise. He was walking and he was talking with the promise that God had already told him that was going to come on, and here he is. So why would God take the promise that he had already told him that was going to come about? So he had faith enough to know that God's word cannot come back to him void. He does not lie. He's not a man that he should lie. So he trusted him enough to know that he was going to come back with his son. That's why it says in the fifth verse that he said, me and the youth will go and we were going to worship and then we'll come back. That means that my son is going to come back with me when I come. He didn't know what God was going to do. If he killed him, I'm pretty sure if God had told him to take his life and he went as far as to take his life, and he did take his life, I'm pretty sure Abraham had enough faith to know that God will resurrect him and give him his life back, and he was still going to come and return with his son and go back home. But here we see Abraham just with awesome faith, with unshakable faith. He did not ask God. He did not question him about anything, and that's what God wants us to do in these times when he tells us to do a thing. He wants us to get in a hurry to obey him. He wants to know that we have faith in him, that we trust him to know that he's going to make it all right. When he tells us to do something, that we're going to do it, that we're going to get in a hurry for his business. Sometimes we get in a hurry about everything that we want to do. And when God speaks to us, then we want to ask questions. Then we want somebody to prophesy. Then we want somebody to pray. And then we want to do what God would have us to do. But that season is past. You did not pass the test because you was not obedient. You didn't have faith enough to listen to God and to know that he was going to make it all right. He wants you sometimes to walk on water. Some of us are just afraid to walk on water. He wants us to have that unshakable faith that we will go and say, okay, God, I'm going to do it. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but you told me to do it, so I'm going to have to walk on water with this one. It's just me and you. I'm going to have to pray, and I'm going to have to trust you. That's what he wants us to do this day and time. We see here Abraham took his son, and he actually strapped him down, and he was going to take his life. He was going to sacrifice him until God sent an angel to him to stay his hand. Then he knew that he trusted him. He knew that Abraham loved him. Abraham trusted God enough to know to take his only son. The word says the son that he loved, his only son. And when we read down, there are some parallels to this story. Just like God gave his only begotten son to us, and he was going to take, he told him to take Isaac, which is his only son, which he loved. God gave us his only begotten son, which he loved. And this is parallel to what Abraham was going through with Isaac. He was going to sacrifice him as a burnt offering. But Christ was sacrificed for us. He hung on the cross for us. And then when he was telling him that there was a ram in the bush to stay his hand, there was a ram in the bush. Guess what? Jesus was our lamb that was sacrificed for us. He was still sacrificed for us. So Abraham knew that God was going to work this out for him. And like I said, even if he would have taken his life, I believe that he had faith enough to know and he trusted God enough to know that he was going to blow life back into his body and he was going to have his promise like God had told him. He was already there. How could God take his promise? So he trusted him to know that this cannot be. He has another plan. So he went on and did what God would have him do. So today, men and women of God, who are listening, God wants us to have that unshakable faith. He wants us to have that walk on water faith, to trust him to know that when he tells you to do the impossible, when he tells you to do a thing that you don't understand and you know it's his voice and you know he's speaking, he expects for you to do it. He wants to see how faithful you are to him because he's always faithful to us. He just wants to see where your faith is. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper. We thank God because God is faithful. He is faithful to his people. He is faithful to those that have confidence in him, those that can believe him, those that can stand on his word. The word of God for heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of a word will fail. So when we could realize within ourselves that there is no failure in God, yet sometimes we do not understand everything that God is doing in our lives, but if we can just trust him, and if we can just have faith in him to know that he is working things out on our for our good and for on our behalf, I believe that Abraham, he knew that God was working things out for him. I believe that Abraham was a friend of God. I believe that Abraham loved the God. I believe that Abraham loved the God more than he loved life. I believe Abraham loved the God more than he loved his child because of the fact that he wanted to please God. And there is no man or no woman that does not love their child. But it comes to a point when who are we going to believe? Who are we going to trust? Who are we going to stand? What are we going to stand upon when we, other than the word of God? God had gave him spoke to Abraham, God had talked to him, told him what he's supposed to do, what he wanted to do. And because of the fact that he believed God, he was able to move on God's behalf. He was able to stand strong. Oh, I don't know what he was feeling on the inside. I can imagine the way that he was feeling on the inside, knowing that this child was going to be sacrificed, that promised child. But yet he stood on the word of God. And I thank God sometimes we have to do unthinkable things, things that we don't want to even think about. And that's what the woman of God was talking about, unthinkable. Sometimes things that in our lives, no, we don't want to do it. But yet because of the love that we have for God, the things that because we in the flesh, in the carnal, in our carnality, in our mind, we don't know what the end of the matter, but we do know that God, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He's the one that can drain, even if the child's life was taken, that he can bring him back. He was looking to God. Abraham was looking to God, was the author and the finisher of his faith. So I thank God that when we begin to look at the word of God, we can begin to look at God, not at what seemed to be impossible, not at what seemed to be too hard. You know, the enemy wants you to look at matters and look at things and measure it up as it being too hard. Oh, my goodness, that you're not going to make it. You're not going to get that car. You're not going to get that job that you want. You're not going to get that education that you want. Yet, if we just not looking unto the things of the flesh, but if we can just look to God, I'm remembering the word of God that David said, I would lift up my eyes unto the hill, will come in my help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. Somebody needs some help this morning. Somebody needs some help right now. Hallelujah. I don't know what was going on when you got up this morning, but I know that all your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth, all during the day, noonday, even now, all your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. So we can just trust God. Come on, just trust God. And when we begin to look at our second subtopic, it says we hold nothing. You know, it's just so, my God, when that intimate time that we can have with God, when we have such a love for God that we won't withhold anything from God. I mean, he had to love, Abraham had to love God. He had to love God more than himself. He had to love God more than life to be able to do what he did, thinking and knowing that this was the promised child. So when we begin to talk about withhold nothing, what is it that we are withholding of God? What is it that we don't want to let go? What is it in our life that is so precious to us that we can't see the true will of God? Yes, God had to test Abraham. All of us are going to be tested in our life. Yes, we're going to be tried sometime. Yes, we're going to be proven sometime. But that is in order to make us better. Somebody ought to say, Lord, make me better. So when we get ready, when we're looking at the Word of God, we're looking at that 22nd chapter of Genesis, the 6th through the 12th verse, it reads, and Abraham took the wood of a burning offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took a fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burning offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burning offering. So they went, both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. But now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. When I see and read the word of God, I see the love that Abraham had for the father. I believe that Abraham forgot about himself. I believe that God, whatever he God wanted in his life, Lord, it's yours. Lord, I love this son. He's my only son. He's a son of promise. But Lord, because of the fight that you asked me to give him as a sacrifice, I will give him unto you. He prepared himself. As Ms. Hooper said, he got up early in the morning. He got up early, prepared to do the will of the Father. We have to think about ourselves. What are we doing when God has called us to a mission? When God has called us to go forth for him? Are we like a daisy? Or are we in a trance? Or are we picking lilies? Or are we waiting for somebody else to do it? Are we hoping that God is going to change his mind? But here we see the man of God, the man of God, the man that God knew that he could trust, the man that God knew that he could try, the man that God knew that he could prove that this man, he was going to give all that he had. And that is what God is saying to us on today, that we should give all. We need to give all that we have. What is it in your heart that you're not giving to God? What is it in your mind that you are not giving to God? What is it in your household that you are not giving to God? What is it that you own that you have not given to God? So here we are saying to you that even as Abraham, he withheld nothing. Come on. He withheld nothing from God. He withheld nothing. What could be more precious than that son or that daughter? And in those times, a son was very dear and precious to a father, but just how a son. But even as he had to wait on God many, many years ago, and to be of good courage, and to trust God, even in the times when they said that he and Sarah was going to have a child, they yet had to wait on God. I believe his patience. I believe him being tried. I believe him being an overcomer. I believe his faith in God increased. And I believe that he knew the heart of God. And Lord, if it is to be so, Lord, let it be. But he knew that with everything that he had, with the wood, with the knife, with the fire, oh my God, he was ready to do what God had called him to do. And that's a good question for us today. Are we ready to do what God had called us to do? Are we prepared to withhold nothing from God? So here we see that our love and our faith in God, that it can grow, it can increase, we can do better, we can go forward in the things of God. So we're getting ready, as you have already heard from Miss Helen Hooper, as she talked about an unthinkable, her topic was, and then we talked about withhold nothing, and now we're getting ready to go a little deeper, and we're going to talk about God provide, and that will be taken from Genesis, the 22nd chapter, 13 through the 18th verse. Let's welcome Pastor Malone to the Breakthrough Broadcast as he comes speaking to the men and women of God. Pastor Malone.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy and Ms. Hooper and the broadcast listeners. It is truly a privilege to be heard this evening. Verses being talked about, amen. We know that it definitely could have been the other way around. But we thank God for his protection and provisions that he has given us. And I was given the wonderful topic today, and it was God's provide. Right now, God is providing us with some nice water outside for the trees and for the land. So he's providing pretty well even now. So. Yes, there's no doubt about it. I'm truly a believer that God does provide. And in this portion of the text has been assigned to me. We are coming from Genesis 22:13 through 18, which God provide. And you got to understand that not that he will, but he does. That's what we have to believe in. And we have to know that it's not what we do, it's what he does. So, we're going to read to you Genesis 22, starting at verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and beheld behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said, to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heavens a second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thy own son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. Here we have the father of faith, Abraham. And as we've heard so far, is that Abraham trusted the voice of God. And he was able to do that because of he was in a relationship with God, knowing God's voice. And one thing we have to do before we go out and say, God told me to do this, God told me to do that, you need to check and make sure that you are in a relationship with God. You have to listen to the right voice. If you're not constantly in a hooked up with him and in a relationship with him, how do you know that that's him talking? See, sometimes we get fooled by Satan. Satan is talking, and we want to say God is talking. And we know that God doesn't lie. He will not lie. And the things that God sends you out to do, believe me, he has already went before you to make it right. So be careful about, you know, we do read the story of Abraham, and we get a lot of encouragement from it. But we have to know that those are times where Abraham was being tested. That's the way God dealt with people in the Old Testament. Old Testament meaning Old Covenant. As God deals with us differently now, he sent his son, Jesus, and by our faith in Jesus, that's how we receive our information from God. So we have to make sure that that is clear, because some people are still going out testing God. And we know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, when Satan tempted him in Matthew chapter 4, he said, thou shalt not tempt God. Okay, that means we're not to test him. You know, we know that God provides. He makes provisions for us. But that doesn't mean for you to go out and get something started and expect for him to come right then. We have to know that he sent us to do it and not ourselves. Abraham was blessed because he obeyed God's voice, what God's command was, not something that he concocted himself and expected God to straighten it up. That's what we have to be careful of. And one thing I know I can tell you, God provides everything. Once we understand and take grasp of that concept, it's not you that got your house, your cars, and your job, your breath in your body, your physical health. God is providing these things for you. As long as you are a believer in him, he is providing these things for you. Not your education, your good looks, and all that stuff, and all your money. It is him. Nothing, and I'm a strong believer, and always believed since I was a little boy, that can't nothing happen to me or for me unless God let it. It has to go across his desk and sign up on it. You know how a supervisor at work, we have to sign up on things before they do it. And that's before Satan can do anything, God has to sign off and approve it. And we learn that from Job. When Satan had to go to God to allow him to test Job. But God provides everything in our lives. And we have to know and believe that. When the Psalms have said that, you know, when at chapter 37, I believe, where he says that he was young, but now he's old. And he said he never saw the righteous forsaken nor a seed bed for bread. So we have to know that God is providing for his people regardless. And we have to know that he provided food for the children of Israel when they was in the wilderness. He provided water. He's constantly providing all the time for his people, especially for the ones that believe in him. You got to have faith. And one of the things that we often get confused, when God provides for you, you don't let someone else talk you out of your provisions. God, you have to let God tell you, put on your heart what to do, what to sacrifice. We know Christ was the last sacrifice. So, therefore, don't let someone talk you into doing something that God did not tell you to do. And, you know, we still got so many people today that come to you talking about, God told me this. God told me to tell you this. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was split. Amen. And in Hebrews, he said that, you know, he talked about in the past times, God spoke through prophets, spoke in the past times to the Father by prophets, and in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus, who is appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So God provide anything you're going into, any situation you may have, God will provide you with the tools you need. He'll provide you with the route to take, the path to take. We just have to, as was stated earlier, we have to trust and believe in him. And it's not a questionable thing. You have to know without a doubt. Knowing that when he tells you to do something, that it's already been planned out for you. And God provides in multiple ways. And you know, we talk about, and when I first became a minister, the first thing I was questioning, Lord, how am I going to get people to listen to me? People don't listen to me now. They take me as a joke because I'm always a jokester. But one thing, God don't call the prepared. He prepares the one he's called. And that's what he did for me. So like I said, I'm a strong believer, and without a doubt, that God will provide. God make provisions for the parents and their children. You know, Abraham had his son Isaac. He loved his son, and God asked him to, he told him to take him up to sacrifice. Abraham followed. He did not question. He went right on to do it. And God intervened as he put Isaac on the altar. And Abraham called this place Jehovah Jireh, which is said to be God provides. Then, you know, a lot of people believe that this is the same hill that Solomon's temple was built on, Golgotha, the place of skulls. And right down that same ridge, the temple was there. And Abraham offered his son, and it was there that Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on that same hill. And Abraham called it Jehovah Jireh. Like I said, it means Jehovah will provide. Here's where God intervened on his behalf, and the same thing he did. He intervened on our behalf when he gave us his only son to die, which is our Lord and Savior. So we have to know that Abraham knew from back then. Back then, like we try to act like we have more sense than they had back then. But I believe that Abraham knew a whole lot more than we knew. Abraham knew without a doubt that God would provide. He took his son because God told him to. He knew that God gave him one son. He'll give him back. He said, Lord God, take it away. So if he gave it to you one time, he'll give it to you again. But like I said, now we're not to test God. That is coming from him when he commands you to do something, not you taking upon yourself, not taking upon yourself to sacrifice something to show how that you're a super Christian, you're a super saint. I'm going to do this here because I know God is going to return it back to me. I know that God is going to bless me 100-fold if I do this stuff, do that. No, you don't set the stage. You let him tell you what he needs you to do. But we get so caught up listening to other people versus listening to God. But our problem is we don't have a relationship. We're not constantly in communion with him to know and to listen to when he speaks. And therefore, we end up getting off track and doing things that's not in his will. And then when things fail, some have become non-believers due to listening to false teachers, false prophets, per se. And when things fall, then they start questioning God. Well, one thing about God cannot lie, and he will not lie. What he say he will do, he has been doing it, he will continue to do it. He's unchanging. He's the same back then, today, and forevermore. And he still provides for his people. Not that he will, it's that he does. Knowing that everything you have is because of him. You don't own anything. Your children don't belong to you. He's given us the authority. He's given us he gave them to us for a minute. We are guardians of his children. And we have to know that he takes them whenever he wants them. When a loved one pass on, we be so distraught and just go through so many changes. And we have to understand that if he gave his only son for us, and see, those children and our loved ones still belong to him, and we have to know that, and we have to trust that, that when God take our loved one home, it's him that took him, not the person that we always say, so-and-so killed my loved one. No, only God can give and take a life. Once we grab that concept, and know that God is making provisions for us, even during the course of bad times, as we call. But God is always doing things for the better of us. Whatever he does is righteous. And Abraham knew that. And we need to know that today. And we need to always keep that in our minds when we're going through things. And we need to always give him honor for what he is doing in our lives. And never think yourself highly than you ought to think, because you brought nothing into this world. You're taking nothing out. You can't do nothing unless he gives you the breath in your body, the physical being, to go and go on a job to make money to come and pay your bills. So I believe that they can sacrifice their bill money, because God will provide. Hold on, don't test God. He's already provided. He's given it to you. Don't listen to other folks and think that he didn't provide that for you to take care of your household. Now, granted, we do go out and get some stuff that we don't need to. We end up getting more bills than we have money. But, you know, you put yourself in a situation, he'll let you sit in it. But he will provide if you look back over your life. And there's been plenty of times you've been in a situation that you didn't know how you were going to get out of it, and you still don't know how you got out of it. Because God made provisions for you, and he will always do that as long as you continue to trust in him. Things may look bad tonight, but in the morning it'll be all right. Sometimes it'll take a couple of mornings, but hey, it's still going to be all right. And God and Abraham knew that God was going to take care of him and his son. And you notice, one thing I did as I studied, I looked at that it took Abraham 3 days to get to Mount Moriah, which he offered up his son. And it's a picture of even the resurrection of Christ. After God called Abraham to offer Isaac, it was 3 days, like I said, before he got there. And God gave Isaac back to Abraham. And so that this is a picture of both the death and the resurrection of Christ. Paul said that God preached the gospel to Abraham. And that's exactly what he did right there when he offered up his son. God preached the gospel to Abraham because of here he gave Isaac back to him, the death and the resurrection, because we know Abraham was going to follow through. That was one thing about it. He was going to follow through. Now, how he knew God was going to give back, hey, strictly by faith. Seeing things that walking by faith and not by sight. He didn't see it, but he knew it was going to happen. Taking God at his word is what we have to do. and know that he will provide everything we need. Not what we want, but he will give us some desires of our heart, but he will provide what we need. He already knows what we need. He said, take no thought for yourself, because he already knows. And when we start seeking the kingdom first, seeking his righteousness, seeking his will, seeking looking out for other people, taking care of God's people, he takes care of us. For he knows what you need, and he will provide just like he's always had right until this day, and he will continue. And back to you, Dr. McCoy.
They have it in the earth. We need to know that God is on our side. We need to know that God will never leave us and that he will never forsake us. Yes, your faith can be tested. If you are a believer, your faith should be tested. It should be proven. God has every right to try us. You know, in everything, they make the GM cars, they make the Mercedes, they make all of these different Ford motors and all of the different types of vehicles. They don't just make them, but they test these vehicles so that they will be able to do what they said that they can do. So I'm saying to you today that with Christ, we can do all things. With Christ, we can make it. With Christ, there is nothing too hard for God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We do want to thank God today for Ms. Helen Hooper. Thank God for Pastor Malone. We thank God for the people, our audience, that so faithfully join us every Saturday on the Breakthrough Broadcast. I don't know what your need is right now, but God, he is able to supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He is able to open the windows of heaven for you. He is able to pour out blessings that there be not room enough to receive. He is able to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Come on, let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We praise you, God, even now. We thank you for the word of God that came forth today. We thank you, God, for the men and women of God that was able to speak forth your word, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. We thank you, God, for our faith has increased. We thank you, God, that we can stand upon your word. God, that we can be victorious in our walk with thee. Lord, knowing, God, that if you be for us, it is more than they that will be against us. Thank you, because you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a mind fixer. You are a heart regulator. You are an establisher of faith and of power. We thank you today for being the true and the living God. Today we ask thee, Lord, even now, God, those that are listening in our broadcast, Lord God, God, we ask thee, Lord God, that whatever need, God, that they have, whatever petition, God, that they have before you. I pray, God, even now, Lord God, that you would touch them. God, if there's a financial blessing, Lord, you open the windows of heaven, pour them out blessing, that there be not room enough to receive. I pray, God, even now that you are busy the power for them, say, even as they, Father God, in the name of Jesus, obey your word. Father, I thank you, God, because you are a healer. Thank you for healing. Bring and bring deliverance in the lives of the people. Thank you for giving them that confidence and faith in you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, even as I pray, God, even now, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. Lord, your word said we confess with our mouth, O Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. The word of God said that we shall be saved. So God, saved by the billions, Lord God. Save right now, Father, in Jesus' name. God, those that do not know you, God, those that even don't want to know you, God, I pray, God, that you would touch their heart. I pray, God, that you would give them a heart of flesh, God, that they, God, can be able to enter in, that they can have that relationship with you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for every listener. I thank you for the healing, Father God, that's been manifest even now as we pray. Thank you for what you have done today and what you're going to do forevermore. And this we bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Please join us on next week as we again come before you as God give us insight of his word that you can have a closer walk with him. Until then, this has been Dr. Mary McCoy, Ms. Helen Hooper, and Pastor Malone. May God bless and keep you. Is a prayer.